we may begin.
No, we have to wait for JD to come back.
Oh, for f***'s sake.
This is Superhero Time with XV.
I can find a crack.
Hey, Mickey.
Topical like a cream, bitch.
Paladin.
My ass is a hippo.
JD Church.
That's my line, you fat.
Ken.
God, somebody shoot me.
And Fort Max.
Oh, hush.
All right, it's superhero time.
Because why not?
That should be our motto not now. Yet.
Why the f*** not?
Because why not?
I think we've been why the f*** not for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
See what's kind of awesome?
Me?
Was that right more?
Being all tracked by the NSA and the government.
Oh.
That means they've listened to all of our shows.
Yep.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Some poor bastard out there. You know, there's some subdivision of the NSA that, like, draws straws every week to see who has to listen to our show.
Damn it. Oh, shit. Bob drew the short straw.
That's 2 weeks in a row. That sucks.
You have to think, too, that anytime comes up, we get added to another watch list.
Shit.
Thing is, I'm betting, though, that they probably don't even record JD's show.
No, they don't even bother. They just do the voice text and just kind of glance at it and like, oh, okay, nothing interesting.
I don't know. I imagine you're very popular with the listeners at Guantanamo Bay.
They're the only listeners.
Yeah, I know. That's our five listeners is the NSA.
They're probably the ones that download the Android app, too.
We got two downloads this week. Ooh.
And I'm entertained that our show now matches RFC for listenership.
Yeah, it's continuing.
I think that says more about the state of Transformers right now than our show.
Well, that's
like, yeah, but give it another year and we'll be the most popular show on the network.
It's frightening.
Depends what kind of shows are out next year.
Next year is a movie year, so...
You could always have another Go Sager.
Again?
Next year is a Transformers movie year, so any shows we have next year will automatically be far, far better.
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
Speaking of which, what's coming up next for Kamen Rider?
Kamen Rider Gaimu.
No, Gaim.
Gaba?
What?
That's the official trademark they've finally registered.
Gaim.
What does that mean?
Armored Warrior, roughly.
Oh.
Oh,
well, how descriptive.
That's terribly generic.
Yes, and it also features a collectible theme that has been seen once before in Kamen Rider.
Well, that's
which is also
how
very
I,
helpful.
That's not how
what
I was
saying. The Dick Show is going to be a Kamen Rider show.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's not how I was interpreting those comments, though. It seemed to me like they were saying there would be a collectible theme, and the theme of the show is something we've seen once before in Heisei already.
I bet it's going to be music.
Music, I could see.
Because we've done it with Viki, and it needs to be done again.
No, I think it's going to be Kabuto-style cast-off armor.
Yeah, that sounds
bugs.
No, not... Well, maybe bugs, but I think the suit gimmick is going to be some kind of armor process.
I'm betting it won't be...
It's not a thing that's been done before in Heisei Rider.
I'm betting it will not be vampires and movie monsters.
No.
It's going to be Kamen Rider Armor Hero.
Oh, God. It is.
You know, it's a theme done before, and they need successful collectibles. Maybe they'll just go back to Gaia Memories another year.
No.
It makes too much sense.
Yeah.
It's not like they're already releasing more Gaia Memories this year.
I think it's very likely we'll get cards again,
and
because cards are very cheap to produce.
Yeah, cards does seem to make sense, doesn't
it?
Well,
it's about that time for it, because they do it, every 5 years or so?
Every couple of years, yeah. Because
you had
Ryuki, Blade,
and they skipped about 5 years, and then Decade. Yeah. So yeah, it's about time for it.
Yep. Yeah, it's cards. I would say cards.
Yeah. Speaking of Gaia Memories, Tokyo Toy Festival, they were showing off the complete selection modification Lost Driver and the for the first time, complete selection modification, Fang Memory.
Okay, so what's different with that Fang Memory from the deluxe release originally? The fact that you can actually buy one, or...
I love that we were talking about that last week, though. It's like, listen.
Shit.
That means Extreme should be up soon, then.
Yeah, no.
And
on big money.
And the Lost Driver comes with the Eternal and Skull memories. No sign of a T2 Joker, though.
Which means that thing is not f***ing complete at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gonna at least come with two of them. Although T2 Joker is the one everybody would want.
Nobody cares about Eternal's memory.
Well, T2 Joker.
Nobody cares about Eternal.
T2 Joker is probably still easier to get than Skull's.
True, because you have to get the Skull Magnum and.
Yeah.
Well, you should buy the Skull Magnum anyway.
They should release the Shroud Magnum.
With Bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was a dirt bike memory.
Blue Forest. Dirt bike.
That was Trial.
Can you shove the Trial memory into the Double Driver?
That's a good question.
Probably.
Maybe not while wearing it.
Yeah, that might hurt.
No, actually, probably while wearing it, because the Trial memory is supposed to be able to be put on while you're wearing the belt.
Well, the Axle Driver, but it's designed, you know, differently.
So put Fang on one side and Trial on the other.
Oh, God. Shit!
Fang Trial.
That'd be the best power-up.
Or, you know, just
powered and broken he would be.
The power of speed and ferocity.
And then you add the Extreme memory on top of it.
Fang Trial Extreme.
Fang Trial Extreme.
That'd be awesome, actually.
Or put,
oh,
my God.
Or put meth.
Right, and you should have replaced your Jotaro.
The world would just instantly explode because you would
now
just.
What if you put that in the shield from the Prism Breaker?
But
how does that thing shoot out? I would find dirt bikes covered in blades and teeth.
That's the awesomest thing ever, actually. Now, then you stick the engine memory in it so they're on fire. And they're doubly on fire.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like if Kamen Rider was written by Image Comics.
God.
Yes.
The Life Cell power up.
This is why Double's the best show ever.
He suddenly gains, like, straps and pouches when he transforms.
Well, no, that would be the Eternal memory.
See, here's what you put in the
I assume it would also always have its feet hidden.
Yeah,
yeah, of course.
convenient power of having rocks blocking the view of its feet.
In the Prism Breaker, you put the Trial memory, the Fang memory, the Eternal memory, and the Skull memory.
I'm trying to imagine Eternal being drawn like the Captain America photo now.
With the animated GIF version?
Ah, good times.
Yeah.
Rob Liefeld's always good for a joke.
Well, that's
like unless you're reading one of his comics.
Yes. Unless you paid for it. And then you're just sad.
If you paid for it, the joke's on you.
Yeah. No better.
What were we talking about?
Trial Extreme.
New Kamen Rider.
Oh, right.
That we know nothing
about.
Nothing yet.
About and have seen nothing of.
The new Kamen Rider that we desperately want to be a double sequel. Obviously.
Yeah. We were really trying hard, man.
Rin Kiriyama's not doing anything right now, right? Right?
Isn't he dressed as a maid these days?
Probably. It's Japan.
Hard-boiled maid.
So maybe Gaim will have, like, this awful, hideous costume so the show will be good?
I'm hoping. I'm hoping when everybody sees the costume, you're like, oh my god, it's the worst costume ever. I bet it'd be the best Kamen Rider in years.
It would be amazing.
Now, what you have to worry about is if everybody sees the costume, they're like, oh, that's awesome, like they did with Wizard.
Mm-hmm.
And it will go right to shit.
And I maintain, Wizard's costume is great.
Mm-hmm. It's still awesome, yeah. I mean, you can't... you know.
Wizard's design is great. Beast's design is great. The direction of the fighting is great. It's just,
nothing f***ing happens. Mm. We are 40 episodes into the damn series and nothing has f***ing happened.
You've
wasted 20 hours of your life on the show.
To quote Rob Clay about a completely different thing.
It's like this show?
Yeah.
Threatening to tell a story, you know?
Threatening, but it hasn't.
It's almost there, like just the last episode or so. You know what? Okay, so speaking of which, I'm pissed off about something. Remember I said like a couple episodes, like the dude looked like he was going to turn into a phantom?
Yeah.
At the end of the episode? Do you know what happened in the next episode?
Arado saves him?
No, they didn't even reference it at all. On by, and they haven't referenced it at all.
That's amazing.
That's Wizard.
So I was right. It amounted to f*** all.
Yeah.
Just like Wizard has amounted to f*** all.
Yeah. I'm like, so did he turn? What did he? Nothing.
Instead, we get to hear about how Haruto's friend ruined his foot, got injury while taking a dive.
The most interesting thing Haruto has done in this entire series happened before the series when he broke his friend's knee.
No, I saw that collision. That guy broke his knee diving.
Or when his parents died.
This was even more... Well, Haruto had nothing to do with that. This is Haruto actually tripped this dude up.
Oh, shit.
No, it wasn't. That guy took a dive.
Fort Max, don't cover for him, okay? He totally tried to break that dude's leg.
In the basement or the gun?
Yes. Total. I mean, he was just like leg swept the guy. Not really. And the guy still wanted to be his friend, and the guy's girlfriend was all like, he's an asshole. And we're like, he's an asshole. His friend's like, no, he's my rival. And whatever.
But instead, let's talk about something interesting, like Super Mega Force logo.
Oh, is there a new? Where?
Nice.
Where?
And a poster.
We just put up the damn poster.
That is a really nice poster. Today.
Yeah. That poster is six, except for the Super Mega Force logo.
Oh.
If I could just... If I could just cut that part off.
I could easily Photoshop that out.
That's
well, maybe
amazing.
Not easily, but I could do it in about 30 minutes.
I
just a matter of cropping.
I have major erection dick very hard.
And just like that, I'm a eunuch.
That looks awesome.
It does.
I particularly like just the legendary title at the top of it, too. Yeah, that's Gokaiger.
Kind of like nudge, wink, wink.
So they are doing the Gokaiger suits, like we said. And it's awesome.
Yeah, they are.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Gokaiger suits are the new metallic armor.
Oh, man.
Which
that's awesome.
You can buy them at, like, the 4-inch scale if you're into that, so that's cool.
Of course, then.
This is one of the best Sentai outfits ever. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Megaforce is still just 9 episodes in and no sign of when it's going to start again.
October.
We will get there, dude. And when we get there, we'll get here. And when we get here, it'll be badass.
When we get here, we'll have
Gokai. Goes off the air after another 9 episodes.
Yes. Yeah. But see, when we get here, though, we'll have Gokaiger's toys in stores.
That's right. I will have all the toys.
I'm going to buy me a belt buckle and a big stupid mask.
Hell yes. Yeah. I'm all.
And the best part of all, just imagine what the Gokai gun's going to look like with a big orange cap on the end of it.
Totally. I will paint over it. But still,
the Gokai saber being about 4 inches long.
Yeah.
Oh, please, you're giving it too much credit.
But this is, I mean, you know, my humble opinion. This is one of the best Sentai sets, you know,
I mean,
ever.
It's one of the best suits they've ever had.
I mean,
I actually like the Go Buster suits better.
Oh, the Go Busters are okay. I mean,
Busters are good too. I think really what worked. One thing they've hit upon lately that really works on Sentai designs is like the combination of the primary color and black.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because the Shinkenger, Gokaiger, and Gobuster suits all really look really good.
Not white, though, because white looks awful.
Thus we have Gosager suits.
And
Solid color doesn't look great either when you look at the Gobusters.
The Gobusters are alright.
They're okay, but the solid red, yellow,
it is a little
more contrast.
Yeah,
it's a little color heavy.
It up. No, I'm with you too. I mean, I like the GoBuster sets. As I'm looking at my GoBuster figure arts, I'm like, yeah, those do look pretty cool too. But I know there's something whimsical about
the
GoBuster.
Well, it's not even it's not like the visual design of them. It's the actual costumes.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I think in terms of more like, I mean, I think we have agreed before that like something that's great about GoBusters is that it's just so different.
Right, right.
You're talking like in more traditional Sentai sense.
Yeah. No, the Gokaiger suits are really cool. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Because what really stands out about the GoBusters too is the different materials that you use.
Right.
Yeah.
Which also was probably another negative factor against it, unfortunately.
So, yeah. Well, and
well, you know, also the Gokaiger suits aren't terribly traditional either, in that they're a spandex suit with a jacket over it,
yeah, which right. I think that's is true. Really cool.
It is really cool, but they're not traditional Sentai either. So
no.
Yeah,
and it does make sense then that when you get the Versus movie, they look really cool standing together.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Those two teams particularly.
I think. Because they do have both of them such a different look. Mm-hmm. Fashion Police with Sentai. This is great. This is like a dream.
Well, I'm just remembering when the Gokaiger summer movie came out, the Ghost Pirate Ship or whatever it was. And you know, we were partway into GoBusters when the subs of that came out. And mm-hmm. It was just like watching that movie after having all those weeks of the GoBusters suits. It's just like, that just does not look so good anymore.
God, yeah, I want all the figurines of this.
I'm really sad GoBusters changes did not turn out to be more popular, because there's some stuff they did I would have liked to see continue, like the different suit material.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Yeah, nope. Well.
Right back into the trophy.
Instead, we got Kyoryuger.
Yep. Which is fine. I like the show. Mm.
So
I'm not very compelled.
I've watched it in about 10 episodes.
Oh.
It's fine. It's just, you know, shallow. It's not going to leave any lasting marks like GoBusters could have.
I don't see it doing it. I mean, I think that they were kind of hoping for a return to like Jew Ranger, you know, something to really kind of resurrect the series. But I don't see this doing it.
Although, speaking of GoBusters, it looks like the V Cinema is out, or at least for rental.
Well, we do have some images of the new Henshin sequence with the new members.
Yes, we do.
It is like someone. But GoBusters into a blender with Sun Vulcan, Zoo Ranger, and Gal Ranger.
Amazing. I can't wait to see this.
Yeah, it looks pretty amazing.
Yeah, I'm actually trying to stay as unspoiled as I can on it, just because the little bit I've heard sounds pretty amazing.
Yeah, so let's not spoil, but it looks
great. Yeah, Fort Max, let's not spoil.
Fort Max, tell me about the most awesome thing you've seen so far.
I haven't actually watched it.
Make some shit up, then.
Yeah.
Carry on the joke, dude.
Well, let's see.
God. Yes. Okay. Count on our general pain.
Feetbuster gets shot with a Jenga gun.
I want to have a Jenga gun now that you say that. I just want this gun that shoots Jenga pieces out. Not even with any force, you know, you bounce off of things.
Like a Nerf gun that's been modded?
Yeah, to shoot little wooden blocks.
Oh my god.
See, pretty much everyone's now a Showa stock character, except for Jay, who is exactly the same.
Can you imagine the Nerf Vulcan gun shooting Jenga blocks? Okay, I have a new goal in life. A functional Jenga gun. It will never be accomplished.
Sounds really violent. It's like almost like it's like you're close to a potato gun or something.
Except better, because this is wood.
Well, true.
Is potato Jenga guns kind of like a slam against the Irish mob, or is that?
No, that's an actual thing.
Oh. Yeah.
Didn't they? It was in Iron Man 3.
I didn't watch Iron Man 3.
Why
what
not?
What is wrong with you?
Because I saw Iron Man 2 and I said, "You what? No, f- this."
What are you, Ender?
It's a good movie. I thought you didn't like Iron Man 3.
It's not a great movie, but it's a good movie.
It's better than 2.
No, it's not better than 2, but it's a good movie.
It's not better than 2, and you want me to go see it? Ugh.
No, it's better than 2.
It's better than 2.
Okay,
well, two was just like, we need to make another movie. We don't know what to do, so we'll just start filming
things. Okay, put it this way. It's far different than two.
Yes. So did they actually have a plot and a resolution?
Yes.
Pretty much. Whether or not you think it's shit may depend on your opinion of it.
Yeah, I mean, your results may be great.
We have two different opinions here.
Let me put it this way. I liked two, and I didn't care for three as much. So does that help?
Yeah, it tells me I should expect the opposite of what you think.
Correct.
Well, and in similar news, Paladin apparently liked Man of Steel, which just goes true to character.
What the f***?
It looks terrible. I've not heard anything.
I haven't seen it yet, so.
I mean, it still has some issues, but.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Oh, you mean the movie? Yeah.
No. It has some issues, but the things I see people complaining about are not the issues that I would be bringing up.
So the things that people are complaining about are wrong.
It's better than the 1978 film, that's for damn sure.
78 movie was awesome. What the hell?
78 movie is good. Superman
that thing doesn't hold up at all.
Oh, come on. It's great.
Superman 2 has issues.
It's not me, but who's got you?
As we've discussed, the best movie is, of course, Superman 3.
Yes, it is.
Best Richard Pryor movie ever.
Yep.
Wow. Said white people.
Yes.
I think it was an excellent Richard Pryor movie.
Well, it's the best Christopher Reeve movie.
Yeah, well, that's not hard either. You have this, and you have Time and Again to choose from, and maybe Village of the Damned if you're like feeling good. What else? I mean, what are you going to do, you know? I just named two additional Christopher Reeve movies that aren't Superman. Who could do better than that on the show?
Yes, you get props for that.
Okay, thank you.
Add flaming props.
Yeah, because Monsignor was a flaming pile.
Trying to think of another one. I don't know. Yeah.
Monsignor.
Well, I'm saying
that was the only. I think that was the only other one.
That's it. That's the four. The four movies. You had Superman, Monsignor, Time and Again, and Village of the Damned. And then he died. Well, then
he was such a hero.
And then he was such a hero for falling off a horse. It was almost as good for his career as Superman. Most people would call falling off a horse f***ing up, but for Christopher Reeve...
You were going to say f***ing a horse, weren't you?
That would also...
That could be f***ing up, depending on where you're positioned.
True.
I think I'm about to get some very bad weather.
Random, but okay.
In other news...
I'm just hearing thunder about really right outside my window, so...
Okay, but so Paladin, what else do we have in the news?
Let's see.
There's a live-action 0091 adaptation directed by Sakamoto. And
Okay. Fort Max, one moment, please. Who here, besides Fort Max, even knows what that is?
I've heard of it, but I've never seen
think
it.
I think I have heard.
It's done by the
Listen
same guy.
Listen to all the f***s I give.
It's done by the guy who did Astro Boy, so, you know, shut your whore mouths and love it unconditionally, whether you like it or not.
No, actually, it's not Cyborg 009.
Oh, right. Then.
It is, however, still done by Ishinomori, and the manga did actually have some of the 009 characters show up a few times.
Ishinomori or Tezuka?
It's Ishinomori.
Ishinomori. Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's one that it did a few years after Cyborg 009. But anyway, right.
But the reason this is relevant for us is because Sakamoto is directing the movie.
And it also has Hurricane Blue in it. It has
of course it has Hurricane Blue in it. What doesn't?
It has Excel in it.
My pants have Hurricane Blue in it.
It has Kamen Rider Excel in it. It has Gokai Yellow in it. Hmm. It has Pretty Guardian Sailor Moon Queen Beryl in it. And it has main character's dad from Karate Robot Zaborgar in it.
Well.
Well.
Hmm. That sure is a Toei cast, isn't it?
That sounds relevant to my interests.
Yes, yes it is.
Support!
Yeah, that's a thing that's happening, apparently.
Which?
Oh, it also has the Leo Zodiart.
Oh, well.
The costume or the actor?
The actor!
The nut-crushing guy.
The nut-crusher. The nut-cracker.
and Maria S. Cranberry from A to Z.
I don't know. I think I still don't care for the most part.
Well, it's just a movie. You know, it's 90 minutes of your life.
Yeah.
At most.
I'm sure we'll
do it for power playback if we get bored one week.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll do it sometime.
You'll waste an hour more than that on The Man of Steel, so hey.
Only if you watched it.
Now that has passed, I really there's no pressure now. I can just kind of like see it whenever I want to and wait for it to be at the dollar movie.
Did y'all not cover it yesterday?
We did, but I didn't get to see it because wrecked car.
Oh, right.
Now, what and I want to see when it comes out is Pacific Rim.
Well, yes. I think you and everybody else.
And then I want to see the porno counterpart Pacific Rim job.
That's too general. Obvious, I want a specific but... rim.
Specific rim.
That sounds like the parody title there, doesn't it?
Yep, that is the parody title for that movie. We have to go pilot this giant robot and kill these alien things, but first I want to lick your asshole.
Specifically.
XB is trying to decide right now if he's going to leave that in or take it out.
Oh, no, that's definitely staying in.
I'm working that just in case.
No, I was trying to decide if we should continue with the pretense of news or just skip straight into Garo.
Yeah, the news is going really well.
Speaking of now.
Yes, speaking of now, Nagasawa.
Garo it is, then. Ken?
Yay. Don't do that.
What?
That's what? My thing.
What?
What?
Don't do what?
Don't make that noise.
What?
It made the cat flatten its ears.
Did it now.
Oh?
So the do cat again, has then. A headset on, too?
Okay, let's see if I can get this done before the power goes out.
Best of luck.
Yeah. It might disappear randomly. Yeah, so don't wait up.
We won't.
So we start in the school at Vol City, where a girl sees something very strange and frightening. But
what?
Nobody.
It's okay. It was just the gym coach.
Oh sure, but nobody in class the next day notices or believes her. And then there's this other asshole who just ignores everything she says. Right. But the teacher is Nao Nagasawa, because you can't not have a tokusatsu without Nao Nagasawa in it, apparently.
Who's that?
The teacher from Forze.
Hurricane Blue.
Hurricane
Invisible
Blue.
Invisible DuPont.
Invisible DuPont. Mm-hmm.
You may not have seen her in that role, though.
Yeah.
But bump.
Thank you.
We'll be here all week, kids.
But she tells the teacher that yes, she saw a monster last night.
Because his power is going out.
But of course, nobody believes her. Finally, she does talk with the emo kid, whose name escapes
me. It's Garo. Could you narrow that down a bit more?
Yeah, really.
I think his name is.
Maybe you could be more specific.
Suboy.
His name is Suboy.
So, awkward lad.
Yes, awkward lad. She speaks with the awkward lad. And gets very much in his personal space. And
to hear his copy of Bright Hope. Hey, that's
yeah.
Cool thing.
Which was like,
continuity.
But yeah. She puts on his headphones, therefore she gets his lice.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. But she asks if he can ask his dad, who is apparently an SG-1, to look into what she saw.
Maybe we can meet later and you can lick my eyeball.
Yeah. Right. So, the next day... the girl has mysteriously transferred. Where? It's only one city and they only have one school, but that doesn't matter.
She's gone to live on a farm.
Yes, with her family.
She can run and play with the other students.
Are you sure she didn't just get dragged down into a basement somewhere?
I think they just took her to the hospital planet. That's really...
Okay.
Hospital planet.
She went to the next dimension.
Oh,
it's okay. I can see their parachutes.
Well, a Voltron joke.
Yeah, I can see their parachutes.
I made a Voltron joke, kids.
That's good. So, Suboy checks out her apartment, and it's cleaned out.
Because that's what you do.
Yeah, you just go, walking to other people's houses.
Right.
Well, they moved. It wasn't their house anymore.
Sure.
Sure. And he also notices a wanted poster for Ryuga.
I had a moment, though, just to stop real quick. I had a moment earlier in this episode, like right before this part, where she had mentioned that the chick had transferred, and she's like, okay, let's talk about the founding of Vol City. I was like, yes! And then they cut away. I was like, no!
Well, besides, it's the high school. They wouldn't be telling the real story of the founding of the city.
But at least some kind of tidbits would be interesting.
They gotta drag that out another 15 episodes or so.
Yes. pretty much exactly, because we're at episode 10, so yes.
Yeah. So, it's okay, a couple more episodes and we should get a Jam Project song.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know. I was counting. I was like, let's see, we're at 10, so we're...
Outside at Tsuboi's house, Ryuga is doing his best stalker homicidal maniac impression.
Man, like, he really... is so creepy when he tries.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
I was like, he's the best axe murderer look I've ever seen. He's just wearing a hoodie. I'm like, good lord.
Wearing a hoodie, smiling.
I was like, am I watching Heroes? What the hell is going on?
Heroes, Dexter. Not sure which.
That's Inway thrown in, I think.
So his father is training him, or attempting to be an SG-1 officer. Kicking his ass in the process.
It's like giving him the Bill Cosby training. He's like, come on, hit me again. Okay, oh, you suck. Get up.
He just throws away the pad and is like, try to hit me. And he just tosses him.
Try to hit me. No, you suck.
You suck. So now we're going to go talk to your teacher.
About how much you suck.
He's like, he sucks.
Yeah. That's the end of the conversation, yeah.
Well, he's been studying all year and he just sucks. I don't know.
He sucks dick, not in a good way.
Yeah. Not even well.
Yeah.
Way too much teeth.
His dick sucking has room for improvement.
Yeah. So he's like, so as his father leaves, he's like, you know, watch out for that murderer. And then lo and behold, who's the janitor?
Yeah.
Dun dun dun.
And he
only if he would have been whistling would it have been any more creepy.
Oh, wow.
And he then he just falls into the next room, and Ryuga follows him, and he's all smiles, and it's like, oh my god, you do look like you're about to shiv him. I cannot blame him for his reactions.
Well, and it gets even better in a couple minutes, too.
Yeah. Although, and he's like, you know, I didn't kill her, she didn't move, she was eaten by monsters.
Have a nice day.
Bye.
Oh yeah, and don't tell your teach.
So what the first thing he runs and does?
He tells his teacher in the middle of the why he's at school in the middle of the night. I don't know, but regardless.
Hey, you know, even when you suck, you have to stay late and study.
So now Nagasawa's like, oh yeah, your friend, she tasted awful, and so did her family.
Yeah.
Oops. Might be slightly more surprising if they didn't like show her fighting Ryuga in the preview from the previous week. But hey.
Yeah. Well.
See why I don't watch previews?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, there's also the fact that the end theme for Garo is not that great either.
Yeah, really.
Well, but also, the second that he said, don't go tell your teacher, and he goes tell the teacher, well, you know immediately that it's the f***ing teacher.
Yeah. I knew it was the teacher before that. I mean, come on.
But she snaps his leg like a wishbone.
Oh, man. She, like, flipped him up and just, like, grabbed his ankle and broke it. Like,
a wish.
See, if he had just put some shock oil on that ankle, it wouldn't have broken.
Tsuboi hobbles off until he sees Ryuga walking down the hallway, unsheathing his sword. He's like, you told her, didn't you? And he's like, oh my god, who was going to f***ing kill me? I don't know.
You're like, I don't know which way to run.
So Ryuga runs forward, and he just holds his hands up, shielding himself. And he just runs right past.
Yeah.
Of course, this is apparently a karmic horror, as the little lighter trick actually works.
Yeah, that kind of surprised me, actually.
I was surprised. Yeah, it's not a magic horror for once.
The way they were setting this up, it seemed like it would have been one of the magic horrors.
Yep, but no such luck. So they fight. Now does her best Spider-Man impression in the process.
And see, that's why they had her in this role, because she can actually do the stunt work.
Yeah.
And you almost got an upstart.
Unfortunately, she won't be back.
Wait, she can actually stick to ceilings?
Yeah,
how do you know that?
Or does a brick just fall and hit her on the head?
And a little from column A, a little from column B.
How do you think she got cast in Hurricanger?
She's like, watch this shit.
So they fight. It's a good fight.
Feskin, dive to my knees.
Eventually, she gets away from Ryuga and finds Awkward Boy, who is trying to call his dad, but no such luck. So she's about to eat him when Ryuga interrupts, and he's like, you know, this shit. He transforms, parts the Red Sea of the desks, and yeah. Then guts her and sends her out the window.
It's awesome.
Yes. In this series, the Mekai Knight stuff does work a lot better when it's just his finishing moves.
Yeah.
As we had that lengthy discussion last week about the extended fight.
Exactly.
Probably only see a couple more of those in the series, though, at the pace they're going.
Yeah, probably not till almost the end.
Yeah. But regardless, then Tsuboi's dad shows up, and he actually protects Ryuga from being shot. And I like how Ryuga sets his sword down, holds his hands up. It's like he knows what the kid's going to do.
Yeah.
And as soon as his dad, he moves, and then his dad covers him, and then he just does his best Batman impersonation and walks off.
So here's what I don't get, though, with the whole episode, though.
Yes.
The kid jumps in front of the dad's gun, defying him.
Right.
Okay, then the dad tackles him to the ground to protect him. And he's like, oh, I'm so proud of you.
I think it's because he finally grew a pair.
Yeah, really. He finally let those balls drop.
I have a hard time seeing that dad as being proud of him for standing up to his father. It's like, no, you should be doing what I fucking say.
It's Japanese culture, man. You never know, you know? It's well, like,
perhaps.
Of course, there's one last thing. Last thing at the end of the episode where he proclaims that Dogai Ryuga is not a murderer, which I guess shows a small sign of people starting to realize that something's not quite right with that.
Yeah. Of course, for most of the episode, you couldn't really tell he wasn't the murderer.
I know, that's the best part.
Yeah.
Like, if you just watch this episode in a vacuum without having seen the rest of the series.
Until the last, like, 5 minutes of it, you would think that Ryuga is a villain.
Yeah. Right.
I do admit it was refreshing to see the citizen's perspective for a change, but overall, this episode was kind of feisty.
Feisty?
Feisty?
Yes, I'm making that a verb now.
Wow.
Oh, but next week we get
That's more of an adjective, isn't it?
Oh,
I mean, you could say that it feised it up a little bit.
I think what I like about this episode, though, is that after, you know, a lot of series, they have this tendency to just keep amping up the action and amping up.
Like, we had a couple episodes of plot.
Yeah, but
it's like going more for suspense than action, which I think is working very well for them.
I kind of saw this episode as an exhale. You know, it's like
it's a filler.
Not a filler, really. I mean,
it's deliberate. It's deliberate in how it's done.
But it was a very nice exhale to kind of bring it back a little bit, pull back a little bit so you can continue to tell some story without having everything in your face.
And it's like if they follow true to form with most Garo series, by the time we hit episode 17 or 18, it's going to be probably full on ramped up the entire time. So it's good to have one of these occasionally.
Yeah, kind of pull it back. So.
Next week, it's like we get a little bit of plot, and Ryuga and Rian doing their best Shotaro impersonations.
Yeah, I noticed that.
They're all kinds of decked out on wind scale.
I know, it is like the best thing. But next week looks cool, and we get to see a little bit more of Aguri and Takeru, who were completely...
Oh, that's right, they're still part of the show, aren't they?
Yeah.
Totally.
Well, it's just 1 week that they were not...
They show up to fight a lot, come on.
Well, Takeru actually gets characterization and stuff.
What?
Aguri,
he has
well...
a character?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Chicks.
Right, that's his character.
maybe.
Have you ever known anyone that does nothing but f*** chicks? They're quite the character.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
But no, next week looks a little cool, so.
I enjoyed this episode just because of how creepy the Ryuga parts were.
That was the best part of it.
Well, and the whole time I was thinking about the conversation we had before about the way Garo does suspense and horror.
I rather like the way it opened up with the girl seeing the monster than, oh, surprise, she's dead immediately.
Yeah, it's like you thought she was going to be the focus character of the episode.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Dead.
She was at dinner.
Within like 3 minutes, she's gobbled up. Never seen again.
That is kind of
the f***ed up thing about how the horrors eat the people in this series. They leave no evidence whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got nothing.
And it's a little different from some of the previous ones where sometimes body parts would be lingering occasionally. Not here.
No, that's what's even worse about it in a way. It's like there's nothing left behind. You're just gone.
You do not exist.
Yeah. There is like, no evidence, no trail.
It's worse than being like cremated. There's not even any ashes.
Yeah, there's nothing. You're just gone.
Well, it'd make less work for Mickey.
True. Hey, yeah. Mickey, you want to get a job in Vol City?
God, that'd be sad.
Would I get a nice house with a basement?
Sure! 4 or 5 minutes. Be the most boring job ever. Like, man, I never get any dead bodies in here.
You ever notice that no one dies?
You just, like, move away.
A lot of people move away, but no one dies.
There are no funeral homes in Vol City.
No old people?
No, they'll be in the park playing chess.
Yeah.
Well,
they'll be eaten, but for then.
Yeah, really. Just give it time.
Yeah, they're waiting around. They're going to turn him into stew later.
I'm just waiting for like all those people that they keep bringing back that Ryuga first met to just like end up not there. And then Ryuga looks around like, oh, fuck.
Where did all my friends go?
Well, the mimes are gone, so it's not all bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can eat the mime. That's okay.
That mime cheated. He talked.
And honestly, the old people, I mean, who needs them anyway?
Right.
What does mime taste like?
Chicken. Awful.
It probably tastes terrible.
Spoiled chicken.
Mime tastes like chicken. It's kind of a joke.
Depends on how it's prepared. Because it could be under glass, like pheasant.
Yes.
Because mimes are in glass boxes.
Yes.
I
was thinking mime in terms of mimics. It's like chicken. No, okay. This joke is awful.
It is awful. Let's move on to Akiba.
Fort Max, why did you do this to us?
Thank you.
Because I hate you?
Yep.
Well, yes.
Player's the answer.
Yeah, I mean.
Honestly, it's the best policy, I guess.
I hate you all. Die in a fire.
Okay, JD, do Akiba Ranger.
Akiba Ranger.
Oh, Akiba Ranger.
This episode, era, as we should call it, we called it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So General Payne. Yeah, he's not really with us. He's sort of stuck.
Not with it or anything.
Yeah, he's sort of stuck.
He's sticking something, all right.
Yeah, well, we'll get there. We'll get there. Just you wait, buddy.
Him and hundreds and hundreds of other anonymous dudes.
Oh, man. Yeah. So, anyway, yeah. So, so they've got General Payne there at the cafe, but the lights are on and nobody's home. And he keeps, like, blurting out stuff and... I think one of my favorite things is, like, at one point he does this, like, and they're like, and the girl's like, oh, that's kind of creepy cute. And they're like, you mean creepy, creepy.
Disgusting.
You mean creepy, course, disgusting.
It gets even worse when you realize that was a relief.
Yeah. And then so it's like, when it goes over into the delusion world, my wife, the first thing she's like, that's porno music. And I was like, oh, yeah. Oh, it is. Because it is. Because now that
that's
he's
like stuck, the first thing after the credits, and it's like, oh my god!
Because since General Payne is stuck in the delusion world and he has complete control over Malshina, well, other than Mickey, what would you do?
Or at least he thinks he does. But
or at least he thinks he does. Man, I think he kept like putting out candles. There's a whole lot of candles that got put out. It was
probably 36 or 37 of them.
Yeah,
I would imagine so.
There was at one point that there was a count up into the 20s. So yeah,
yeah,
probably so. And he keeps talking through that microphone, which is really creepy and funny. Yeah. Meanwhile, the Akiba Rangers are kind of like, sweet, nobody to fight, let's party. And
then the best thing we see is Yuko's bento box.
Yes. Oh my.
It's a little rotten.
Yeah.
Just a little.
Yeah. Wow. So yeah. And the app.
That is a real app, by the way.
Oh, really?
Of course it is.
Yeah, that sadly doesn't surprise me.
Was it real before the show or after the show?
During, probably.
It's actually a app by Bandai Namco.
Wow.
It's probably designed for the show, and then they're just like, okay, let's put this out.
But iPhone only, damn it.
You know, I didn't put together that the movie's opening and the show is coinciding with the end of the series as well until this week, because they made a mention of that. The movie is like
3 weeks.
3 weeks, and there's 3 episodes left, so it's like, oh, I see what they did there. Anyway,
I wonder if episode 13 will be an actual episode this time or not.
I have
so, 2 episodes left.
Maybe, because I don't know, man. Maybe, yeah.
Maybe.
Boy, that was an ultimate kick in the nuts last time, though. That was great.
Yeah.
So anyway, I think somewhere around in here is where we start to figure out the doctor part of the hospital part of this.
Mr. Hate?
Yeah, where it's like, Mr. Hate, it's your favorite nurse.
And I'm like, aha!
No, their favorite, the regular nurse isn't there.
Yeah.
The regular nurse, Malcina, is on vacation.
Ah, there we go.
So, now we know that it is Hate Saburo there, but the question remains is, what the f*** does any of this mean?
Yeah, really.
Oh, we're getting there.
So anyway, back in the delusion world, Malcina suggests General Payne make a monster.
Make a monster there.
Yeah, make a monster there, and so based off the guerrilla marketers, because they were like the great opposition to the Akiba Rangers. So you know, why not? Makes sense.
Yeah,
which turns out to be awesome because then we get the
alpaca.
Chimera alpaca. Yes. Which, when he pulled out the spatulas again, it was like, oh, the spatulas.
Now, of course, the fun thing is you can tell that got completely retconned because they don't recognize him.
Right.
Yeah.
And oddly, there's also been no mention of the scorpion from last episode.
Yeah, that didn't get mentioned at all in this episode.
Curious.
But thus fighting the alpaca begins, and...
And then there's the Inoue dig.
And he immediately shoots himself
in the chest.
Yes.
Yeah, which is, yeah, and then they do kind of make the Inoue dig where they're like, yeah, well, especially Inoue monsters are known for, like, weakening themselves in order to...
Oh, by the way, speaking of kicking the nuts, the roll call. I had to mention that, but...
Yeah, he totally got whacked in the nuts.
I'm surprised that has not happened already.
Yeah, really? Great joke, though. Well, I thought that's what was interesting about this, though, is that did sort of feel like a... You know, again, this was at the end of this, as they get back into, like, the guerrilla marketing, it's like hearkening back to, you know, those elements from the first season, and that was very much more a first-season element than this season. So, anyway, it was just great. But
botching the roll call?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
They've done it successfully a number of times this season, surprisingly.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. Like, it's almost been played up to where, you know, they've been better than they were last season.
Mm-hmm.
And having a moment like that was almost like, oh, man. It's like things are going back into place, you know. Mm-hmm. As though this was out of place. It was out of place for the Akiba Rangers to be as badass as they have been.
Yeah.
And I
do like Luna's reaction when the alpaca shoots himself. She's like, no, wait, that doesn't make any sense.
Are you stupid? Yeah, no, that's not it at all.
Is that the reaction that anybody should have?
Yeah. So then there's fighting. And, distracted.
General Payne mentions that they're doing this, that the minute that the back is destroyed, it's going to destroy the barrier between the delusion world and the real one.
Huh.
Yeah. So they're like, oh, crap. Which I love their response.
Well,
to...
Actually, Hakusei overhears Peng talking about it.
Right. Because he's still standing there in the cafe.
Yeah.
Sakagi's delusions maximum.
Probably full of poop at this point, I'm imagining.
Under the curtain.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway. What the?
Sorry. Okay. It's Mickey's Elkar's phone.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, anyway, so they're like, well, run away. And they're like, okay. At first, I'm like,
a technique.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, that's actually brilliant. So.
I have a cunning plan. Let's run away.
So, I don't know. At some point here, the Apaka, like, does the boomerang thing with the spatula and hits General Payne and breaks the microphone. And that's when all hell breaks.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Because breaking the microphone breaks his spell over Malshina.
And shoots
him and says that this whole thing has actually been a ploy to steal all his Sentai knowledge.
Well, the sex with him was a ploy for that.
That's right. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
He got defeated just like the guy he's cosplaying as.
Yes.
Right. So absorbed all of his Sentai knowledge and then finished it off by using some card thing that was used in the Gao Hurricaneer team up movie.
Yeah.
I think what it,
yeah,
I remember that. God. Anyway,
and Hase Sabro is freaking the fuck out of the hospital.
Yeah.
He's
meanwhile,
crashing.
Yeah, he's crashing. They're trying
he's
to
crashing.
Save him.
Crashing.
So,
and then suddenly in the real world, all the Sentai are disappearing.
Well, first,
first,
General Payne suddenly wakes up and he's like,
"Well, yeah." After she takes all his stuff and blows him the fuck up,
yeah.
He wakes up and he's like, "Oh, why am I dressed like this? Do you have a bathroom?" And like goes in the bathroom and like changes out of his costume and makeup and like, "Oh, wow, you're really dark and short."
it's your left back molar hurting?
Yeah, it pulls in the dentist thing, so which clears up what we had thought, which is that he was the dentist. But anyway, yeah. So and then
he apologizes for any trouble he's caused, even though he has no idea what he was doing there.
Right. so then it really goes to hell because I got this.
Everybody wants to talk about it.
God, man. Poor Max
JD
is
f***ing this chicken, not us.
That's right. Damn it. So they're like, all right, well, in order to beat this alpaca motherfucker, we're going to have to pull out all the stops. We're going to have to do something completely insane that we've never done before. So we'll need the ultimate penultimate powers. And what
everybody.
The f*** they do, they pull out all six penultimate powers.
And I like how now the sixth rangers are showing up for all the teams that actually have them. So you do have Boken Silver, Becca Break, and Shurikenger showing up, and
Dragon Ranger.
Yeah, well, he was already there.
Yeah, I guess he was. He?
He was in the initial episode. Him and Kiba Ranger were.
He was in the initial episode, but the last time they showed the.
They just showed the Reds.
Right. So he hasn't been there. So yeah, but
like
anyway.
When the Hurricanes show up, Shurikenger wasn't there. So.
Right.
Well,
so they pull out all six penultimate powers to make the penultimate ultimate bazooka.
Well, the penultimate cannon bazooka.
All the more reason to get those toys, kids.
Oh my god, get them all. I'm like, I have to go get Red from Japan. I gotta get all of these from Japan now.
Finally, a way to clear off the shelves of Deca Red.
Yeah.
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 Red Hawk. And
Red Hawk, yep. Yep, yep. So, yep, and they hit Alpaca, and they blow him the f*** up in the sky. But then not so good things happen, because, like, this pool
barrier
of...
barrier doesn't break down.
Yeah, the barrier doesn't break down, but this pool of black gunk stuff is in there, and Malshina laughs, because this was all part of her plan as well!
And the barrier wasn't going to break at all. This was to bring back Delunite.
Delu Knight, yes. Thank
Yay!
You for stealing my thunder.
That's what I'm here for.
Yeah. General Payne, f***ing bastard. Anyway, so yes. So Delu Knight is back and proceeds to beat the ass of the Akiba Ranger.
And really, I have to admit, Delu Knight's design is one of the best things in the series, honestly.
It is awesome. Yes. So, yeah, there you go. Is there something else?
Oh, yeah, all the Sentai are disappearing.
Yes, that's right. All the Sentai are disappearing, and that's where it ends. Yes. So, wow. Wow. Things are really, wow.
Yeah.
General Pain is gone.
That we know of.
Well, yeah, he's a little, like, doll figurine thing now.
Or whomever he may be. Hate Sabara.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's a figure art zero.
Actually, I'm thinking, now that I'm watching...
Coming soon to a Tamashi festival near you.
I've been watching Time Force, and it's like, it looks like the little...
Oh, yeah, when they shrink the helm.
down things. Selected. That's kind of what it reminded me of. Don't ask me...
All right, stick him in the microwave and hit the frost.
Don't ask me why I'm watching Time Force.
Because it's time for Time Force.
Yeah, it is time for Time Force.
Time Force is good, so it's worth watching.
Sure.
It's been okay, actually. It's not been bad.
It's not been bad.
I did that off memory, and I even knew where the episode started, so how about that?
Yeah.
Well, didn't you just watch it, like, 20 minutes ago?
Shut up. Yeah. Damn it.
See, this is why I most times watch my shows before.
Well, right before I don't always have the opportunity. I have to watch them ahead of time. Garo, I would have done
well, then you should, you know, make notes.
That's too much effort. I've tried to do that before.
Yeah, as soon as I started making notes, you know what happened? Like, you would wait, like, 4 weeks to have me do anything.
Exactly why I stopped taking notes.
Is because you're dicks, and that's exactly what you do. So you're the asshole that's going to sit there and say, take notes. And then I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, I started taking notes now. And then you wouldn't pick me to do anything.
And that is, well, exactly, that is exactly what he did to me.
Of course it is.
Okay, but the thing you're overlooking here is all you really need to do is not ever reveal that you've been taking the notes.
That was my mistake.
Yeah.
And then I won't know.
Yes, but I'm also stupid. So.
Intro quote.
Yes. Yes, yeah, it is.
Probably a good one right there.
As if I don't have enough JD.
I know, really? Intro it's going to be a whole show.
Never enough JD.
I said word a day calendar coming.
Serious, man. We need to sell that for money.
That should be part of our Kickstarter.
There you go.
What would be the goal of the Kickstarter?
To give us money.
To give us money. I mean, we do have a sponsor now, but, you know, like that might work better.
Wait, we have a sponsor?
What?
We do. Yeah.
What?
Huh?
Audible. Well,
oh, really?
Who?
For RFC in general?
For the whole network, yeah.
Oh, neat.
Who is sponsoring us?
Audible.
Audible.
What's that?
It's Amazon's audiobook service. It's like, yep. It's like, you know, $15 a month, you get one book.
Yeah, but you get a free trial, audibletrial.com/TFRadio.
And it actually is pretty good. I use it myself.
Yeah.
Why are they sponsoring us?
Because we're awesome.
They sponsor a lot of podcasts, actually.
Yeah.
Several.
They don't have any oversight committee, do they?
No. They have no standards. No. Not really.
So your podcast is about raping dogs. Okay, we'll sponsor you.
Excellent. Go to audible.com/pulpyrape.
And then we lost our sponsor.
And then we lost. I'm going to be like, how come Audible pulled us?
Ask the puppies.
No, it legitimately is a good service. I can say that since I did not know we had him as a sponsor until now.
Yeah. So if you haven't tried him, you have 30 days. audibletrial.com/different.
So it's $15 a month for one audiobook?
Audiobooks are usually like $30 to $40. Yeah, themselves.
Yeah, audiobooks can be expensive. And I think
run down to McKay's and pick one up for like, you know, $8.
Well, a physical copy, but this is like download, and it is DRM free as well. So
and also, you can when you cancel, you still get to keep your books.
Correct. That's what
you still.
Oh, well, that is a good service.
That is what DRM free means. Thank you, Ken.
I know. I'm just saying, like you can do the trial.
So I have to have some kind of camera that watches me and does have to check in every 24 hours.
No, something like the Xbox One.
No, but it's like you know, you can do the free trial, you can get your book, and you can cancel if you want it.
Yep. Totally.
God damn it, Amazon, stop being so reasonable.
I know! Why is Amazon so awesome?
So
this has been a completely spontaneous and unrehearsed endorsement for Audible.com.
Yes,
I love how that worked out, though! I could have hoped.
We'll be back with Power Playback.
Can't they pay you to do this, JD?
What? No.
You're listening to Superhero Time.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, I hear Lord Zed is bragging again. It's time to turn up the power. Activate the talking white ranger.
Rangers, power up!
That ought to keep Lord Zed quiet for now. Talking white ranger and talking Lord Zed from Bandai, turning up the power.
It's time for Power Playback.
What the man?
Look for Power Playback every Friday on Twitter at superhero_time.
What the man?
So, Power Playback this week, for the man.
Mm. For the man.
This was a random episode to pick.
Well, not necessarily.
There was a certain logic Mickey presented to me with this one.
Oh, I guess it is a bit of a
It was newly available?
No.
Well, that and it's a Father's Day episode because it's all about Dr. Man and his son.
True.
And it's just kind of an awesome episode in general.
Well, it's Bioman, of course.
Yes.
Well, and that's the sound of Mickey volunteering to summarize, so.
Yes, it was.
All right, then. So this is actually part two of a two-parter, and we get
I hadn't noticed.
Really?
We kind of get a recap a little bit, where basically we learn about Prince, Dr. Man's son, who may look like an ordinary teenage boy, but he's actually kind of an antisocial asshole who causes a lot of trouble.
So he's an ordinary teenage boy.
But I'm bump.
That's the joke.
I'm sorry, I thought part of the joke was explaining it.
Yeah, that is part of the joke. Thank you for catching up. But he has invented Grotesque Cons, an invincible mecha giant who is quickly defeated when the Bioman rip out its intestines.
No,
it's mecha intestines.
No, it's intestines. It's mecha intestines.
Mecha intestines.
And the funny thing is, when I saw the robot stab it in the stomach and pull out all that cabling, it's like, oh, wow, they just ripped out its intestines. And then he's like, no, my mecha intestines. Wow.
And so,
really?
Keeping them from regenerating by just walking away with his mecha intestines.
I'm taking your intestines and going home.
And see, you thought that Transformers Prime came up with doing something like that. Mm. No.
So, I'm a little confused here. And I realize we're like 30 seconds into the episode, but I'm a little confused already.
Okay.
How does stealing the robot's mecha intestines stop it from regenerating? Couldn't it just generate new mecha intestines?
No, it regenerates by pulling all those old parts back into it into the right place.
Oh.
Which still doesn't make a great deal of sense.
It's more like mecha
running on.
Sentai, yeah. Go with that.
It's not regeneration so much as reconstruction.
Yes. It's like in Carmageddon when you hold backspace and your car comes back together. Same principle.
Okay.
So, well, Prince is not happy about this, so he starts having a temper tantrum.
Name to some unpronounceable Egyptian symbol.
Yes, he does that, and then he gets in a jeep and heads down to the park and starts machine gunning the people there.
Oh!
Awesome!
Oh man, I remember when I was a teenager and I machine gunned people in the park.
And so he corners this woman and her son.
I was so angsty. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Gunning people down the park is that one thing that we can all relate to each other on.
Of course.
So he corners this woman and her son. And the woman's like, no, please let my son live. He has a weak heart.
Oh, it's okay. He's probably going to die anyway.
Oh, yeah, Prince
like this cold bastard. He says he'll die anyway. I always catch my prey. Then he f-ing shoots the bitch. He's so awesome.
And then he becomes.
So the Bioman realizes. Well, Peebo tells him basically that give the mecha intestines back to him. Otherwise, he's going to kill everyone defenseless on Earth.
Won't that take a while?
Well, if the Biomanator is hanging out in the Biorobo, then it doesn't matter how long it takes if he's not stopped.
Well, okay, fair point.
So Blue 3 hops on down and demorphs for some reason to show off his sleeveless shirt, I guess. And he's going to give Prince a speech about, don't you feel bad when you see this mother trying to protect her child like a mother should? Mother, your mother. Think about your mother. And Prince does not compute.
This really is Prince, isn't it?
He just has flashes of various random black and white chicks fly through his head. And he runs away, screaming, mothers! Mothers! I have to find my mother.
It seems like there should be your mom joke here somewhere.
And Blue, but... Blue is totally like, oh shit, that worked.
So the Bioman decide, oh, he doesn't know what a mother is. He must not know anything about mothers. Okay. I'm not certain where you got that from, but it's really not that far.
Well,
from
and
the
then
truth,
they decide to
the town.
Then they decide to follow him so that they can find out some clues about his mother.
That he knows nothing about.
Right.
Blue.
With hopes that it will lead him to find more out more about Dr. Mann.
Right.
Who they still have not even seen to this point, I believe. So Prince runs into town and starts harassing every bitch with the stroller. Are you my mom? Are you my mom? Are you my mom? And not surprisingly.
At this point, I'm surprised he doesn't end up going to a steam shovel.
So... back at Dr. Mann's base, Dr. Mann is pissed. He's like, God damn it, I'm his father. I'm all he needs.
And then suddenly congestive heart failure for the man.
Suddenly the bad guy suffered a fatal heart attack.
And poor Monster. You think Dr. Mann's married? I wonder what his wife is like. And like, Fair is like, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up. And Dr. Mann blasts off his arm with his wave beam.
Which the minion was great, because he's like, hey, boss, is this yours?
Yes.
Shut up. Give me that back. I'm going to shove it up your ass, and pull it out your mouth, and then put it back on. Ew.
So, back on Earth... Farrah and Mason go down there to catch Prince and basically tell him to stop worrying about your mom and worry about your dad because he'll kill you.
And if that isn't motivation.
Meanwhile, the Bioman are wondering, why did he create such a humanoid mecha?
Because they found out that Prince is a mecha human.
Yeah, did I skip that? I'm sorry.
They shot his face off.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I'm sorry. I missed that. I skipped ahead. Yes, they do shoot Prince's face off and surprise he is a mecha human.
Surprise!
Yes. Well, I'm sure he was a mecha human and not like a real human, and we shot his face off.
Oh, shit.
Dr. Mann probably wouldn't have been very pleased about that.
Oh my god.
That's right. Yes. So Farrah, Mason, and Sigourn teleport him the f*** out of there to buy him a new face. I'm back at the bio base. Now Blue 3 is mourning that, oh, we never saw this coming.
Really?
Never saw what coming.
Are you really that dumb?
Apparently.
Yes.
And Pink is all like, oh, but your words got through to Prince's heart. We were able to change him and make him more human. It's like, no.
Bullshit.
No, you didn't. And the team decides that he created a humanoid mecha because he misses his real son. Which, that's quite a leap of logic there.
Yeah.
They read the script, I bet. They know an awful lot about a dude they've never met.
Yeah. So at Dr. Mann's base, he's talking to himself while he repairs Prince's face and puts a Jiffy Pop thing on his head that he's working on with an icing dispenser, it looks like.
He's got the cookie maker.
But the best part is the circular logic he's using. It's like, I'm angry at you because I made you with feelings, and you missed your mother, and then now that made me feel bad because you weren't missing me, and that makes me feel worse because now I have feelings that I can't get rid of, and oh God,
I've gone cross-eyed.
This show is terrible.
This show's amazing.
It's both.
It's terrible in the best way. Thank you, Ken.
Mm-hmm.
So then he decides that you are no longer my son. You are the Mecha Prince battling robot battle prince Mecha. They don't use a lot of adjectives in the show, so just they just reuse the same ones over and over again. It's fine. So the bio team rushes off at super speed with Blue 3 standing up in the back of the car where they're hitting Mach 4, which doesn't seem very safe at all.
His face got ripped off. Hair is
Blue 4.
But basically, Grotesque Hands is back in action, and then Prince is there, and then we get our big fight scene.
I love that he put Prince's face back on and then took it back off.
Yes, yes. Well, because like, we can't have the Prince actor doing the stunt scenes.
Of course.
What? You did all that work to put his face back on, and then you just took it back. Okay.
We get the fantastic Red One fire sword again, which it just looks old. So dangerous.
Even the actor, you can see he's holding it way the fuck away from his face.
Yeah.
I cannot see this very well, but I know it's very hot.
He's talking to the director.
Very flammable.
So let me get this straight. I'm in this suit that is completely fucking flammable, and if it catches on fire, it will instantly melt to my flesh. I'm wearing a helmet that obstructs almost all my view. And you're going to put a flaming sword in my hand and you want me to wield it around like I'm a badass motherfucker. Uh-huh.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, it could be worse. He could be wearing a Kamen Rider mask.
Or it could be worse. He could be wearing the Mecha costumes.
Yeah.
God.
Because
like
either of those
Tattoo
things
Ranger
have...
or Go-Go yeah. 5 or Ghost Ranger.
Either of those things have atrocious visibility for the suit actor.
Yeah.
So, after the ground battle's mopped up, it's time for BioRobo to come in here and super maser the shit out of the villain.
I laugh because it's true.
I just love BioRobo because he never f***ed around the fight scene. He's just like, I'm using my finisher now, deal with it.
Back in the good old days of mecha robos that, they're boxes.
So, he blows up Prince, and Dr. Man runs away weeping into the night.
Actually, before like wheezing.
Yeah. Let me see. He actually ran away to do more upgrades on himself because he's still too human. And so he's got himself covered in Jiffy Pop now and his icing gun. And he's going to make himself more robotic.
My monster's still waiting to get its arm fixed.
So it's a tragic tale of a father losing his son on Father's Day.
Very, very touching.
One tear.
Father's Day.
For the man.
For the man.
For the man.
You guys are really slacking off on your for the mans.
For the man!
For the man!
For the man. That's better. You people better shape up.
Or ship out.
No, then they'd have to recast them, and that's just too much hassle.
Oh, also, the Bioman are all very convinced now that Dr. Man really does have a son somewhere, and a wife.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
Why the f*** not?
Don't tell him.
That makes total sense.
I kind of get the feeling that Bioman influence reality by their beliefs. Whether they believe to be true is what shapes up around them.
So they're a Keeper Ranger?
They're in Delusion World?
A little bit, yes.
Hmm.
Either that or they're just editing Wikipedia to say that.
Wikipedia is the Delusion World.
Okay, so what do we do next week?
Time Force?
Yoshiko?
No.
Yeah.
What is it with the things you suggest for it, Max?
You asked us now.
Time Force?
Wait, didn't we just do something from Time Force?
The hero Yoshiko is good.
No, we tried to do something Time Force last week, and then it turned into Captain Power, and then it turned into Bioman between episodes.
Because I couldn't be bothered to find the Captain Power episode that was watchable.
Yeah, I kind of assumed that was the case.
Yeah, I was wondering by Friday, I was like, how did this become Time okay, Bioman, sure, why not?
Well, it's a little known
I
fact
two
that Captain.
And I decided, I don't. No, we're not doing this. This isn't going to work.
It's a little known fact that Captain Power is the American adaptation of Bioman.
Oh, okay.
So.
Huh?
It's True Snake. Mei Ling invented Bioman. Oh, what is this shit now?
Which shit now?
Whatever Formax just posted.
God.
Well, this seems pretty amusing, but I'm not watching it.
I'm still just looking at the Megaforce poster. Or, sorry, Super Megaforce poster.
Yeah, really.
That's nice.
Gently.
Gently? That's no good.
Just want to keep a medium pace going.
So, anyway.
Are there any other ideas for next week?
Time Force?
Any ideas at all?
Oh, wow.
Come on, that green episode where he sucks, that's an awesome episode that I just watched.
Which one
There's
is
like
that?
Eight of those.
No. I mean the trope episode where he sucks, where he's like, man, I suck.
There's like eight of those.
Oh, okay. Well, this is the first one where it's like all the kids choose like the different colored Ranger outfits and just leave the green one there.
So, Fort Max, is there any prospect of a movie being released in the next week?
I don't know.
So f***ing helpful. This man has the pulse of nearly every f***ing subgroup that exists.
He's got the finger on the prostate of every subber in the business.
And it's like, hey, 4Max, you think a movie will be out this week?
Well, there's a Ghost Ager movie that recently came out.
Shut up!
Oh, Jesus, no.
You have better luck with Captain Power.
I'm looking forward to the GoBuster recent.
Yes.
I think we established that earlier in the episode.
Yeah.
Yes, but I just want to repeat it.
Just reiterating that point.
It'll take months, though.
Yeah.
Well,
but just the pictures alone make me leak.
Good to know.
Jungle Fury?
I think we made power.
Jesus, no!
Operation Overdrive.
Time Force?
How about some Time Ranger?
There's like three of those available, and we did one.
I thought they were up to like 12. Time Force, and we did like Time Ranger instead.
Up to like episode 10 or something, right?
Fort Max, what was the last Time Ranger released? I don't know.
What was or when?
God.
No, I couldn't quite hear whether you were saying what was the last Time Ranger released?
Episode 12.
God damn. F***ing hell, why the f*** would we care when?
Let it out, Diddy. Just let it out.
Give us the f***ing date.
But which time zone are you talking about?
God f***ing damn it.
The sound from the gun or the memory?
I think Fort Max is actually trolling this show.
You only just figured that out?
God.
Why do you think he would sit here every week for 3.5 years?
God.
I mean, shit, Fort Max has been here more times than I have. And it's my show!
So f***ing true. Damn it.
Oh my goodness.
We don't want to do any of those 12 episodes.
I don't remember them.
So why not?
Episode of V3.
Pardon me, I'm going to go set myself on fire.
Have fun!
Well, be sure to do it where you're not around anything flammable, because you're likely to go up like a gas ball.
I know, right? All that fat, I'll burn forever. Hobos would huddle around me.
Actually, you wouldn't burn forever. You'd burn too hot.
That's right. It would look like I spontaneously combusted.
That's why crematories have certain weight limits to them.
Right.
Like our old crematory, we could have put anyone bigger than 500 pounds in because...
Can they cut me down, though?
No, that's not really feasible. But if you put someone in that's over what the crematory can handle... What happens is during so much heat that fire shoots out the chimney and it sets your building on fire.
Could they cut me in half and do like a half and half, you know?
No, that's not possible.
Why?
Why not?
I mean, they could even.
What are we going to use? A scalpel to cut you in half?
Oh, a chainsaw or something.
Actually, chainsaws are not good to use on bodies, they tend to gum up. Like pretty quick.
Should we be concerned?
About what?
How about Car Ranger 20?
F***ing Car Ranger, no.
You are a horrible person.
That was some O Ranger.
That's the pot calling the kettle black right there.
How can you not like Car Ranger?
Is anyone even subbing O Ranger?
No.
No, but there's a reason for that, because O Ranger f***ing sucks.
Die Ranger. No, we already did Die Ranger.
We've done that a lot.
Damn it.
No, we haven't done it a lot.
We did enough. Episode.
We just did it for the drunken month in October.
Oh,
like,
we did two episodes.
That's like
yeah.
That's like in October, though, so.
Yeah, that was Oktoberfest. That was the best idea.
It was.
It was a lot of fun.
Unfortunately, we burned through every relevant episode, so we can never do it again.
Totally.
Yeah.
God, okay, let's see here. Mega Ranger? Have we done Mega Ranger lately?
Not in a while. We've only done one episode of Mega Ranger.
Let's wait until we have the new subs out.
Oh, yeah, that's going to only take when?
Mega Anon's got a bunch of episodes out. Can we do one of those?
Are there any Psycho Ranger episodes out?
No.
No, that's almost the end of the series.
God damn it.
Well,
that's what we're kind of anticipating new episodes being subbed for.
Ah, jeez.
Because everybody wants to see the Neji Ranger arc.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Psycho Rangers are awesome.
They should just skip to the end then.
No, they're too busy working on Ghost Ranger.
Has Kaku Ranger gotten up to that story arc with the storyteller being the main character?
No.
No.
What about Ninja Man?
Nope.
No.
And what's the point?
What's the point of living?
Okay, the people subbing Kaku Ranger, are they going to keep that same translation of Santa visiting children in their sleep while their parents are asleep?
Oh.
If it's accurate.
They should keep it inaccurate, even if it's not. That line is too great to lose.
What about Jetman?
Yeah, we haven't done that in quite a while.
I think we only did an early episode. Yeah, we've only done early episodes. We've done, like, within the first 10.
Yeah. Let's see.
Tomato King.
What's good in all of it?
Seriously?
Ooh.
I wouldn't turn down some Tomato King, honestly.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
It's Jetman. Jetman was kind of entertaining to watch, right?
Jetman is awesome. I love Jetman.
Go Ranger. Is there any Go Ranger available?
No.
It's the first episode.
Oh.
Is it good? King? Come on.
Is it good? No, I've never watched it, actually. I have it saved, though.
Okay, let's go Jetman, then.
Yeah, why not?
What episode number is that?
Episode Tomato.
Tomato. Of course.
It comes right before episode Corn.
Yeah, totally.
It still sounds better than, like, episode 1.
Fort Max, what 46. Episode is
46.
Right. 46, damn.
Yeah, that's really late.
Yeah, the Tomato King is kind of infamous for the fact that it comes, like, right in the middle of the final.
It is the episode immediately after Victorious Hot Milk.
Right.
God, I love Jetman Monsters. Yeah, I'm going to have to watch Jetman again. No, can't. I've got other shit to watch. Damn it, Jetman's good.
Okay, so
watch what you like. That's what I say.
Episode 46 of Jetman next week.
Woo-hoo.
Tomato King.
We found something.
Yay.
See, JD, what you need is an excuse, like I have with David, to do your rewatch old stuff because you're showing it to someone who hasn't seen it.
Yeah,
so,
I'm working on that.
So basically what you're saying is JD needs to move in a new boyfriend.
Yes.
Okay, something like that. Anyway.
What happened to Ben?
Oh, he's not here right now. He's at work.
Wow, Fort Max catches on slowly.
Yeah, he does. He really. Yeah. We'll just say I'm working on something like that. So, anyway.
And just the, like, tangible silence of Fort Max after making sure Ben's still there.
Like, okay, that's cool. I just seriously talked about earlier in the episode. Pinning three people in one bed.
Yeah. As though an entire brain screamed out in terror and then was suddenly silent.
I imagine that's what Texas sounds like. A lot of brains screaming out in terror.
Yep, actually, that's pretty accurate. Remember, I'm going there next month, so I know.
Yep. What freeway are you taking?
plane.
never going to live that down, am I?
No.
Living it down, or was it Fort Max living it down, or is it just Fort Max?
Yes.
It was me making a big f***ing deal out of it, so I'm assuming it's me.
So Fort Max doesn't care, but...
No.
You do?
Yeah.
Ken, no, you should go visit Fort Max while you're in Texas.
No.
Oh, man, I forgot about the hammer monster. Oh, my God.
Houston is kind of far away.
God, the monsters in Jetman were amazing.
Wasn't there a hammer monster in GoBusters?
Yes.
The hammeroid?
No, that was Iron Man 2.
Tomato King. God, I love Tomato King. Oh, man, okay. Someone must watch Jetman with me. Making that a requirement.
Isn't that why we're here?
Well, yes. Well, no. It's not the same.
It's physically.
What do you mean it's not the same?
It's not the same!
Why is it not the same?
Because he can't make us go up and get popcorn for him.
Or cake.
Or cake.
We can't bring him cake, so we're useless.
Popcorn cake. Right.
Pop. That's a rice cake. Like that's corn.
What a cruel joke. You just ice a bunch of rice cakes.
Put icing on rice cakes? Ooh.
Oh my god.
Oh.
God.
Well, if you put that buttercream frosting on it, it might actually be edible.
God.
That gravy yeah. frosting you're talking about.
Yes, the gravy frosting.
Oh my god, gravy on a rice cake. That's easy.
That is like the most oxymoronic thing ever. Oh.
Because you're putting food on top of something that's not food. It's like salting a brick. That's just silly.
It only tastes halfway like cardboard now.
These are the things that we come up with when we don't have a Gigabeetle challenge.
Yep.
So, anything else for the show this week?
No, I think we did it.
He breezed through all the relevant news, and there's no Sony press conference this week to follow.
We missed the best part of that, though, last week.
Which was?
When they stomped on Microsoft's throat on stage.
Didn't they do that for the entire conference?
No, but, I mean, they really did it.
The demonstration video on sharing the games was the best.
That was putting a triangle-shaped knife in and then twisting it.
And stabbing
You're
it
not stitching time. That hole together again.
Twisting it and slashing it up a bit, you know, yanking and a couple more times. There you go.
Yeah, that was classic. Beautiful. Of course, so has been Microsoft's various responses in the intervening days.
Oh no, we don't suck, really.
No, Man, look, it's fine. You can just keep playing your Xbox 360. Oh, it's cool. God.
They did not try to defend the rape joke. What the hell are you talking
about?
Did
they really? I missed this.
He's link searching, I bet. Cliffy B's response was pretty insulting.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Par for the course, right? What exactly was it?
How dare you insult this console that I've invested so much money in developing for? Right.
Did you read the response to that?
The response?
Basically, yeah, someone wrote a counterpoint saying, well, maybe you shouldn't make your game so f***ing expensive. Great games don't have to cost a shitload of money. Look at Minecraft.
Yep, this is true.
Yep.
Heck, I'm really finding that I'm getting a lot more into the portable gaming stuff just because... See,
hell,
it's
even
pure.
Yeah, it's easier to get into, do it for a few minutes, get out. With my schedule and stuff, it's a lot easier.
Yeah, casual gaming is going to be the future.
I mean, it's not even casual stuff. This is like, you know, Mario 3D Land.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that kind of portable.
There's the reason why I have carried a DS in my pocket for 11 years now.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nintendo really gets this. Did you see that interview they gave on the subject?
Which part?
Well, they said basically if companies are worried about used games, then they should start working on making games that people want to play over and over again.
Yes.
Yeah, that was Reggie, I think, that said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was totally a head bob and oh snap moment.
Like, both Nintendo and Sony have been having those, too. It's like neither of them are gunning for each other, so they have this big, wide target. Like, they both know that they're targeting different markets, basically, so they don't give a shit about what the other one does.
Sony and Nintendo got together over an informal lunch at Steak and Shake one day, and it's just like, let's just knock Microsoft out of the way. We can settle our business down the road. But see, oh, off topic, but have y'all seen Steak and Shake 7
How
do
you know
burger?
The difference? Steak and Shake 7 patty burger? Holy crap, that burger is disgusting, and yet oddly
yep, been ordered one.
Oh my god.
How did that turn out for him?
God.
Well, remember the problems we had digesting Ben's burgers when he came down?
See, the thing I remember about Ben's burgers was that the smell of them followed me home.
Yes.
That's like something you shit all at once.
No, because see, Ben and David grilled hamburgers the last time I came down there.
Right.
And they smelled very strongly. Not a bad smell, mind you. They just, you know, marinated
it was
hamburgers.
Like
they
a
they
clone
have
a... of beef.
And, you know, I took a box of stuff down there. And when I came home and opened the box to unpack the stuff, the smell of the hamburgers was still present in the box.
Oh, wow.
Hmm.
That's impressive.
It was. It was very impressive.
As well as were the farts those burgers generated.
That's all I think now is that your house smells like farts.
Well, it usually does. There's three guys living it.
That's what I'm saying. You got three guys living in a house, it probably smells like farts.
Guess how often we do dishes.
Oh, well, God. I guess I can't guess because I've seen the way you live.
Yes.
Oh, man. I don't even want... No.
You're horrible at being gay.
Oh. I think we learned that last week, but yeah.
The musical conversation?
Yeah. Don't you know there's rules, Mickey? You're not fitting into our well-established paradigm.
Well, I figured if I sucked twice as much cock, it would make up for other deficiencies.
I think that makes you even less gay.
All at once, I'm more curious about how JD's metric system here works, and I just don't want to think about it anymore.
Mickey, you're like prison gay.
No, prisons are clean.
Oh, best comeback ever. Wow. Touché, sir.
But no, getting back to the burger, when Ben consumed this softball sized chunk of meat, it
yeah.
pretty much.
Unfortunate you.
Or
it basically fell to the earth at the same speed it would if you dropped it.
Oh, shit. Holy crap. Literally.
I'm seriously, like, I'm imagining if you ate a burger like that, it would just shit all at once. I mean, it would be an enormous turd, but it would be so greased up that it would just, like...
Ah, so it's bathed in its own
riding a raft through the white water?
Yes.
The Metamucil burger.
There to ride a wet and wild.
Sound like a cannon. Boosh.
First your ass flushes, then the toilet.
Water just shoots out from underneath the seat of the toilet.
Not on your breaking porcelain.
Baby-sized turd.
Maybe we should have Fort Max on RFC this week.
God, can we not? Because you know what? Brian has already tried to shove 8 people on the show in the course of this broadcast.
Damn.
Well, yeah, but Brian and Rob aren't going to be there this week, so there's room.
Yeah, but he's already, like, he invited Phil. He's wanting me to get Ken on now. I mean, it's
Ken
like...
Working.
Still, I'm like, he's trying to shove, like, 18 people on this show. I'm like, I am not hurting cats. You're crazy, not me. Gonna be like 3 people on the show.
Me, you, and Don? How could that possibly fail?
You've been listening to Superhero Time. Go to tokupodcast.com for show notes and to listen to previous episodes. Find us on iTunes or download our Android app at tfradio.net/android. Follow us on Twitter for show updates, weekly power playback, and more at superhero_time. Superhero Time is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Copyright 2013.
Okay, so now I'm like trying not to freak out because Neil Patrick Harris is going to be in Hedwig and the Angry Inch on Broadway.
God, that game.
I understood
there.
Like half of that.
So now I have to go to New York.
Well, you don't have to.
Okay, it's Neil Patrick Harris in Hedwig on Broadway.
I heard that the first time. I'm just saying, you don't have to go.
I kind of do. Yeah.
Not really. Fort Max.
What?
Stop breathing!
We started the show with that.
Well, it took this long to come back around to it. You know.
So I think we're done.
Yep. Everything cycles. No, we're not done because we haven't established why JD has to go to New York to see Neil Patrick Harris on ice or whatever.
First of all,
Neil Patrick on ice.
What?
Neil Patrick Harris on ice.
No.
Wow.
All right. Well, Hedwig and the Angry Inch is like one of my favorite shows ever.
But how would they do a version of that on ice?
It's not on ice. You said that. No one else said that.
Actually, Mickey and Ken both did say that, too, after I said it.
But that's not...
Right, can't you just see Neil Patrick Harris skating around like that?
It would be magical.
I think he would have to go to New York to see that.
Actually, yeah. I'll agree to that. If Neil Patrick Harris was on ice, we'd all have to go to New York to see that.
But
he isn't, so you don't have to.
Can you just imagine the Superhero Time road trip?
Oh, my God.
None of us would get back in a common line van.
Oh, no, we get an RV like the Go-Ongers.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but on our budget, it would probably have to be my minivan.
Well, we paint it silver and write Superhero Time on the side of it.
Oh, my God.
We subsist on eggs?
Yes.
Oh, my God. The parts.
Oh, my eggs God. And go on a trip.
Oh, my God, the parts.
We'll not make it through a day.
So who would be the bumper?
Bomb. I think you just volunteered, dude.
Bomb. It's kind of scary how easily he went along with that.
Well, that's kind of how Fort Max is. He either goes along with it really easily or not at all.
Or just ignores you outright.
Exactly. Basically, Fort Max is a lot like what I imagine Gigabeetle would be if he was from Texas.
Holy shit.
But Gigabeetle's Swedish, so he's a lot cooler.
Is it closer to the Northern Hemisphere?
Right.
Am I closer? I mean in it. Whereas Texas is in it too, so I don't know what I mean.
I was kind of wondering. I'm sorry, we were talking about Neil Patrick Harris?
Yes. Hedwig. I have to see it.
Okay.
Well, enjoy your trip to New York, I guess.
I think it starts in the spring of 2014, so I've got...
So you have plenty of time to get that car fixed.
That's right. Plenty of time to get my car fixed. I've got to get my friend from Australia because she's going to go with us. So,
yes. And you also have to spend all the traveling money on figure arts. So
that is entirely possible.
That is
well,
also
no,
possible.
No. He has to spend the time in between paying down the credit card so he can put the trip on the credit card and be in debt again.
Yes. But I will have seen Neil Patrick Harris in Hedwig on Broadway.
On ice.
Not on ice. Not on ice.
Now I don't think anything else can measure up to that.
Now you guys are like, well, if it's not on ice, it sucks. Why would you go?
Yeah,
well,
I mean, seriously.
JD, look at it this way. You don't have to go anymore because I ruined Neil Patrick Harris for you because he's not going to be on ice.
He makes a valid point.
Superhero Time! Zikai mo shabatami! Omete miru!
You
You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.